This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. President Donald Trump is again wading into a debate over race, bemoaning slavery and claiming widespread African-American support despite numbers that show otherwise. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Days after calling the district a disgusting mess, the president today described it as filthy.
Those people are living in hell in Baltimore.
And he says they're thanking him for calling attention to it.
They really appreciate what I'm doing, and they've let me know it.
Claiming they flooded the White House with emails, calls, and letters, though the administration has not provided evidence. The president says African Americans love the job he's doing, despite his unpopularity in the polls. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A U.S.-China trade talks as they are set to begin. President Donald Trump is warning China against negotiating a deal after next year's election, saying a delayed agreement would be less attractive than a deal reached in the near term. In a post on Twitter, Trump said the problem with them waiting is that if and when I win, the deal that they will get will be much tougher than what we are negotiating now, or no deal at all. The tweet came as U.S. and Chinese officials gathered in Shanghai to revive talks, with both sides trying to temper expectations for a breakthrough. The world's two largest economies are engaged in an intense trade war, having imposed punitive tariffs on each other totaling more than $360 billion in two-way trade. The negotiations come after Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed at June's G20 summit to resurrect efforts to end the costly trade war over China's technology ambitions and trade surplus. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The first of two scheduled Democratic debates this week is in a few hours in Detroit, Michigan, with 20 contenders looking for a breakout moment to show they are the best candidate to face President Trump next year. 10 of the candidates face off in just a few hours with Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Bernie Sanders of Vermont center stage. Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez says the city of Detroit can testify that President Trump did not keep his promises of an industrial revival.
We can talk about all of his racial divisiveness. We can talk about his efforts to distract and divide America. At his core, he has been incompetent. He has failed to deliver on his promises.
A new Quinnipiac poll shows that former Vice President Joe Biden is the leading Democratic candidate with 34% of Democrats and independents leaning Democratic. He's followed by Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Kamala Harris of California, and Bernie Sanders of Vermont. The UN mission in Afghanistan says more Afghan civilians were killed by Afghan and NATO forces than by insurgents in the first half of this year. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has details.
The report released says 403 civilians were killed by Afghan forces in the first 6 months of the year and another 314 by international forces, a total of 717. That's compared to 531 killed by the Taliban, an Islamic State affiliate, and other militants during the same period. It said 300 of those killed by militants were directly targeted. The Taliban have been carrying out nearly daily attacks, mainly targeting security forces. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Pro-democracy protesters and police in Hong Kong clashed again Tuesday night after 44 fellow protesters were arrested and charged with rioting. This is the first time that charge has been used since the protests began more than 7 weeks ago. Police used pepper spray and batons Tuesday night against demonstrators outside a police station in the Kwai Chung district. Protesters responded by hurling plastic bottles and umbrellas at the police. Rallies that began several months ago morphed into rowdy protests last month over a call to end the now-suspended bill to extradite Hong Kong residents charged with criminal offenses to mainland China. Demonstrators are also calling for democratic reforms and an end to Beijing's tightening grip on the territory. U.S. home prices increased about 2.5% in May from last year, but a key index shows that price growth decelerated from the year-over-year again in April. Economists say many buyers are finding homes are just too expensive. I'm David Byrne, VOA News.